for our reading this afternoon. Let's turn to the book of Mark and read chapter number 5, the first 20 verses. Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, first 20 verses. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, and unto the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there were there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. May God bless the reading of his word, and let this was here a time in the ministry of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, as he was going about and preaching the word of God and performing miracles, that he had traveled across the sea and of Tiberias, and there was a great storm that happened while they were out there, and it was such a storm that the seasoned fishermen thought that all their hope was lost, that they would capsize, and they woke up Jesus, who was asleep on a pillow, and Jesus woke up, and he rebuked the wind, and he calmed the sea. Such great power, such great deity and strength that he had, that he was able to subdue the storm. And then they get here onto the other side of the sea, and in the country of the Gadareans, and immediately, as Mark is known to write over and over in his gospel, that immediately there met him a man out of the tombs that had an unclean spirit. It says that he had his dwelling among the tombs, and it says that no man could bind him. No man could bind this man that had this unclean spirit. This was a severe case. And it says, and he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. So we see here that there was a limitation of what men could do with this man that was possessed with these, with this legion, with this multitude of evil spirits that he had. Man couldn't tame him. Man couldn't bind him. And even in their efforts and even in their trying to tame and bind this man that was possessed, it was simply just to restrain him, not to take those evil spirits out of him and go to the root of the problem, but simply that they would just be able to subdue him some. It says that he dwelt in the mountains, and he dwelt among the tombs, and that he cried out, and he cut himself with stones. This was a very, very severe case of a man who was possessed with unclean spirits and multitudes of them. And it's interesting also to note that this man comes immediately to Jesus as Jesus comes ashore into this region. And it says, he would do these things day and night, and he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. He says, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and he worshiped him. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? This man wasn't afraid of any of the other men here in this country of the Gadareans or in Decapolis, but he recognized Jesus. He recognized him, and immediately he runs to him and he worships him, and he says, what do we have to do with each other? We have nothing to do with each other. You are the Son of the Most High God. And then he says, and I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not. This man, this unclean spirit knew who Jesus Christ was. He knew his power. The divinity of Jesus Christ was acknowledged here by this unclean spirit. And he begs, he makes a petition, a strong petition, a petition of Jesus, that he adjures him that by God that he would not be tormented, because Jesus said, come out of that man, thou unclean spirit. So we see here clearly, men of this time and men today have very, very limited means and very limited abilities. They couldn't handle this man that was possessed with this unclean spirit and the multitude of them. But Jesus Christ could. And these unclean spirits recognize that immediately. And it's yet true today that man's ability is so limited. It is so limited, but yet Christ is not. And so Jesus asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. We are many. All these many unclean spirits were dwelling in this one man, and again, it was a severe case, one who cried out and cutting himself with stones and living among the tombs. And so this unclean spirit, Legion, beseeches Jesus much that he would not send them away into the country. Again, Legion knew. He knew where the power lied. He knew that Christ had this power, and he cried out, asking for mercy in this. And other places too, these evil spirits would recognize who Christ was. There was a time when Jesus was healing all manner of divers diseases, and he would lay hands on them and cast out devils. And it says, that devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. These spirits knew who Jesus Christ was. They knew he was divine. They knew he was Lord. They knew that all power belonged to him in heaven and in earth. And they would recognize these things and say, thou art the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of God. And he rebuked them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. They knew that he was the Holy One of God. These unclean spirits recognized who Jesus Christ was and the power that he had. And so this one here was beseeching much that they would not be sent out of the country, that they knew that their time was limited, and that they would not be sent away. Now there was nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter in." And Jesus forthwith gave them leave. Forthwith gave them that permission to enter into the swine. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, about 2,000 of them, and they were choked in the sea. Can we just visualize this stampede of 2,000 swine? How large of a herd of swine that is? And how probably they were toppling over each other as they're going down this steep hill into the sea, and they go down into the sea. And this is the evil one. This is the evil one. This is how he works. He comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy. And there was such destruction here, even of the swine. And you know, someone's livelihood was certainly dependent upon this large herd of swine. And there was just this great destruction. And Satan would like to take us and bring us into great destruction, that we would be choked in the sea of sin. And we can't save ourselves from our sins, because our ability cannot do that. Neither can we save someone else from their sin. But the Lord can. But the Lord can. In his omnipotence and in his power. Jesus says that he is Lord of the Sabbath, but he is also Lord of all. All power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. And in Revelation chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 22, he says that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All power belongs to Christ. And these evil spirits, though they were mighty and no man could tame them, Jesus could. They knew, these evil spirits knew they were defeated at the very presence of Jesus. And so after the herd of swine goes into the sea, they that fed the swine fled. They fled, and they told it in the city and in the country. They went around and told everybody what had happened here. How that one man who was just possessed, and he was so destructive, and he would cry out and live among the tombs and in the mountains, that evil spirit that was in him went into the swine, and they all went down into the sea. They told it all in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. The people were curious. They wanted to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and they see Jesus there. And again, this transaction probably didn't take very long from the time that Jesus and the disciples landed on shore and this event took place, and then others heard about it, and they come, and soon afterwards they're leaving that coast. So it wasn't very long that of a time that Jesus was there. But he went forth there. He went forth there to heal. That was part of what the Lord had in mind when he was here upon this earth, to heal, and that they might see his power, that his power would be revealed to them. And this greatness would be a witness even unto them of who Jesus was. And it says, so they come to Jesus, this group from the city and from the country round about there, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion. He was sitting, and he was clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They were afraid. Here is this man who probably had very, very little control over himself. And now he's sitting. He's at peace. He's at peace. He's just sitting there. He's clothed. He's not only properly presenting of himself here, but he's clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And he's in his right mind. Meaning now he's a new man, a new creature in Christ Jesus. because Jesus had taken away those demons out of his life. The Bible says that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so likewise for us, as sin has been eradicated out of our lives, not by our doing, not because we were so good, but because of Christ and who he was and our faith in him, that we were able to have sin removed from our lives, that we would also be at peace, that we would also be clothed upon by his righteousness, and that we would also have that mind of Christ. And they were amazed. They were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Again, the story is going forth. This man was there. He was crying out to Jesus, and he was saying, I adjure thee by God, torment me not. And they're witnessing this thing. And there's this great battle going on in the spirit world, and yet it's manifesting even in the physical world. And then the spirit goes into these swine, and they all go down into the sea. And again, these people are reiterating what happened here. And then these people just began to pray him to depart out of their coast. They just simply want Jesus to leave. Perhaps this was too much for them. Perhaps they didn't understand everything, but they just simply wanted Jesus to leave. They rejected Jesus for who he was. And Jesus experienced this rejection multiple times. If we go to the next chapter here, he talks about that he goes into his own country of Nazareth. And they were offended at him. They said, isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. He was rejected. He was rejected here in the country of the Gadareans. He was rejected in his own country, and he was familiar with this. But Jesus has something to say about those that reject him. Jesus says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him, the words that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day. The word of God will judge us. Whether if we reject the Lord, the word of God will judge us. Because we've heard the word of God. We've heard that we are to be poor in spirit. We've heard that we are to be meek. We've heard that we are supposed to be merciful. We heard that this is the way that Christ would have it. And if we don't do these things, then we don't have a place in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God. And so there was this rejection of these people in the country of the Gadareans. They just simply wanted him to leave. So he goes back to the ship with his disciples, and this man that was relieved and had these evil spirits cast out of him, he had a normal request. He simply wanted to go with Jesus whether he went. He wanted to be the one who saved him from these evil spirits that were dwelling in him. But Jesus, howbeit, suffered him not, and said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and had compassion on thee. Jesus had him a twofold suggestion or request of this man. Go home to your friends, go home to your family, and tell them of the great things that Jesus Christ has done for you, the Son of God, the Son of the Most Holy God. Tell them of these great things that happened to you and how he had compassion on you. Tell them of this compassion that you received. And so the Bible then records that he did, in fact, do that. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis, which is that whole region there on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, how great things the Lord had done for him, and all men did marvel. They all marveled. They were amazed at what Jesus had done for this man. So you can just imagine how it was that this man, Jesus told him to go and publish about wherever, to in this country of what great things the Lord had done for you and how he had compassion on you. And so you can just imagine, he's going to these towns round about in Decapolis, and he's saying that, I was dwelling in the tombs. I was dwelling in the mountains. I was crying out day and night. I was cutting myself with stones. And then I see Jesus. And then I see Jesus, the Son of the Most High God. And he took those demons out of me. He took them out. And now I'm in my right mind. Now I'm at peace. And they all marveled. And likewise, we can witness to the fact that I wasn't able to heal myself. I was destined for hell. I was unclean. I had evil thoughts. I had strife and hatred in my life. But that's all gone now. I'm now at peace. I am now living for my Lord. I am now in my right mind. I have a sound mind. I have love abiding in me. And the fruit of the Spirit is making itself manifest in me. I am hungering and thirsting after righteousness. His righteousness, not my own, his righteousness. I am merciful because he was so merciful to me. And that's what happened here. And it says that all men marveled, and glory was given to the Lord for what he has done. Micah, in his book there in the Old Testament, speaks of the great things that God has done. And it goes very well with the story of this man that had the legion demon. He says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever. God doesn't retain his anger forever. Why? Because he delights in mercy. God doesn't hold his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion. Just as this man that had the legion was shown compassion. Jesus said, you've been shown compassion. Go publish that around all Decapolis. You've been shown compassion. And here Micah is saying, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. Only Christ can take those iniquities away from our lives. We can't wash ourselves and make ourselves clean, but Christ can. But Christ can. And when we turn to him in prayer and are poor in spirit, then he can do these things in our lives. But if we try it of ourselves, we'll mess it up and that badly. But he will have compassion on us, and he will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins, where? Into the depths of the sea. Just as that swine went down that hillside and went down into the depths of the sea, that's what he will do with our sins. The Lord can do that. We can't. The Lord can do that. When we turn to him, knowing that he has power and he is able to do these things. Truly much can be said of this chapter, and it's such a powerful thing that happened here in this country of the Gadareans. And the Lord was making himself manifest. But one thing is very clear. The men couldn't bind him. The men couldn't tame this man. And neither can we do that of ourselves. We can't address sin in our lives other than turning to the Lord and repenting of our sins and asking him that his power would eradicate sin out of our lives, and that by his power, our sins would be cast into the depths of the sea. May he bless his word upon our hearts. Amen.
In this story that we have read, this account of Jesus' life and his service while here on this earth, we get a glimpse of what was taking place in this man's heart and life. And it's described as 2,000 swine running into the sea. This is not a peaceful, serene moment. This is chaos and turmoil. Even just a few swine running around is chaos, but this huge herd. And it is just a picture of what's going on in the pressure, the stress, the influence, the chaos, the pulling in different directions that is actually taking place in this man at the beginning of the story. If you could visualize what others are going through and what is really taking place, it might be much more serious than you think. And Jesus looks on this man with compassion, the only one really who could do anything about it. And that is the one that we need to look to. And all those who are going through a life like this that is described by chaos and indecision, turmoil, and going down into the depths, there's one that you can look to. You cannot control it on your own, neither can I. But we've been called to faith in Jesus Christ and to his word. Another observation in this chapter is just to see how news spreads. You know, those who are witnesses of what had been done shared it, and they probably shared the negative side of what had taken place and were very influential. The news spread quickly, and it did its job very well. But Jesus sends this man who was healed to go back to his home, to tell his friends, to labor patiently, persistently, sharing the good news of what Jesus Christ had done for him. And this is the field of work that each and every one of us are also called to do. To labor patiently, persistently, staying on topic and on message with Jesus Christ being the center of all that we display and portray in our words and actions. And perhaps by God's grace, as we would be busy in his vineyard, we will come across those who are struggling like this man was and be able to speak of Jesus Christ and share the messages that we've heard this day to God's honor and glory and to the help and benefit of God's creation whom he loves dearly. May God bless his word, and may we each have that desire in our heart to take the name of Jesus with us. May God bless his word. Amen.